Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Buck Ross. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Curtwright. The throw from Schultz and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hodgson. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zarrilla scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 5-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Browns. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Swift now pitching. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge scores. It's 6-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses moves to second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Appling moves to second. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Hanski pinch hits for Bill Swift. Don Hanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodgen moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Wade now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-3 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-3 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Jake Wade. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.